conceive, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The flowers have appeared in our land. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated for a moment, children. The last time, children, we had flowers and our Blessed Mother, why, it was the beginning of our school year, and it was the birthday of our Blessed Mother. Do you remember that? On September the 8th, and I wonder if any of you were careful to plant your little pansy at home, and if any of your pansies have made it through the winter. Well, mine have. They're doing very well. But there's some other flowers that didn't. A lot of our beautiful spring flowers, the lilies of the valley, the bridal wreath, even the lilac, got terribly hurt by that freeze that we had during Holy Week about Easter time. Do you remember that? And so there aren't too many flowers, but we've got some beautiful plants. And you see how beautiful our Blessed Mother's altar is, all prepared for her now. And we're going to begin in a moment our May devotions, consecrating ourselves to our Blessed Mother along with this month of May. And then before the Blessed Sacrament, we will sing together the Litany of Our Lady. What is it, children, that causes the flowers of our devotion to fade? Well, sometimes it is because of a cold snap. We get a little cold in our heart. That is to say, we don't love God and the Blessed Mother enough. We forget our three Hail Marys, morning and night. We forget our rosary. We forget to put on our scapular. We forget our mother, our Blessed Mother, which would be a very sad thing. But now it's May, the most beautiful month of the year. Now, our school year, which began with Our Lady, will end with Our Lady as we honor our Blessed Mother just as well as we possibly can each day of this beautiful month that is given to her. In our hearts and in our souls, children, it shouldn't get too hot and dried out. That would kill a flower, wouldn't it? Nor should it get too cold and blustery and windy, because that kills flowers too. In our heart and in our souls, it should always be just right, giving Our Lady all of our love and all of our devotion. Remember these days when you come before the Blessed Mother every day at the end of the school year, children. Remember when we look upon the beautiful face of Mary, we are looking upon Jesus. And we're seeing a beautiful image of all of the virtues that God gives us through Jesus and Mary. So let's look, and let's look with love, and let's pray, and pray with devotion. As we began, so may we end our school year with great love for our Blessed Mother. Now we'll kneel down, and we'll say the opening prayer. The prayer for the month of May, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O most august and blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Mother of God, glorious Queen of heaven and earth, powerful protectress of those who love thee, and unfailing advocate of all who invoke thee, look down on us deeply from thy throne of glory, on thy devoted children. Accept the solemn offering we present to thee of this month, especially dedicated to thee, and receive our ardent and humble desire that by our love and fervor we may worthily honor thee, who next to God art deserving of all honor. Receive us, O Mother of Mercy, among thy best beloved children. Extend to us that eternal tenderness and solicitude. Obtain for us a place in the hearts of Jesus and a special share in the gifts of his grace. O deign we beseech thee to recognize our claims on thy protection, to watch over our spiritual and temporal interests, as well as those of all who are dear to us, to infuse into our soul the spirit of Christ, and to teach us thyself to become meek, humble, charitable, patient, and submissive to the will of God. May our hearts burn with the love of thy divine Son, and of thee, his blessed Mother, not for a month alone, daily birth and labor, for the promotion of His glory, for Thy greater veneration. Receive us, O Mary, as the refuge of sinners. Grant us a mother's blessing and a mother's care, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.